Real Talk on Doorstep. You paste a Zillow or MLS URL, and 2 minutes later, you've got a clean property landing page and a five-touch email sequence ready to send buyers who walked through the door on Sunday. That's the whole thing. The buyer here is not real estate agents as a category. It's Jamie, 38. Does about 22 transactions a year, good at her job, but terrible at the Sunday night scramble. She's got 3 open houses next weekend. She spent 4 hours last month on Canva making a flyer that still looked like a church bulletin. She knows the follow-up is where deals get made, and she sends exactly 1 email, maybe 2, because building the sequence takes more time than she has. That's your customer. There are about 1.5 million licensed agents in the US, and probably 200,000 of them fit that profile well enough to pay. The math is interesting. You're not showing pricing in the excerpt, but tools in this lane typically clear $50 to $100 a month per agent. If Doorstep is already at 1,200 agents this quarter, and even half of them are paying $79, that's $47,000 a month. Churn is the monster here. Agents are seasonal, transactional thinkers, and if listings slow down, they cancel subscriptions like gym memberships in February. You need to model 15 to 20% monthly churn unless you solve for annual plans up front. The one thing that gives this a real shot is the QR code problem. That line on the page about how most agents link their QR code directly to Zillow and hand their buyer straight to competing agents the moment they scan, that's a genuine pain that hasn't been articulated well before. If you can make Doorstep the default QR destination at open houses, you own a moment that every agent currently fumbles. The hard part is distribution. Real estate is the most oversaturated SaaS vertical on earth. There are follow-up tools, landing page tools, CRM tools, and every brokerage has some half-broken version of this bundled into their tech stack already. Getting to 1,200 agents is a real signal, but getting to 12,000 means cracking brokerage deals or building a referral flywheel among top producers, and neither of those is easy or cheap. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building. Not to validate the idea, the QR angle is genuinely sharp, but to find out whether the person paying is the agent or the brokerage, because that changes everything about how you sell this.